Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be on this glorious and amazing planet of ours. It is Wisdom Wednesday and time for another episode of Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on Om Times Radio, the voice of consciousness. I am your host today, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, and I'm coming live from Seattle, Washington, the beautiful Pacific Northwest. If you want to learn about the work that I'm doing here in Seattle, please visit marklanehart.com. You can internet search the intuitive prospector. You can also find me on a few directories of Best American Psychics, Best Psychic Directory, and famouspsychicmediums.com. So I am out to, or I'm in today, but my co-host, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First in Richmond, Virginia, is out today. She's a little under the weather. So Kim, if you're listening, we're just sending you some healing energy and hope that you're back up on your feet soon and can join us for next week's show, because we have a lot of great shows coming up. We're scheduled all the way out through, I believe, August now with amazing guests. And today is our first show, so of doing open phone lines and taking your questions. I'm also over doing Facebook Live right now on the Inspired Living Radio page on Facebook. So if you're listening to the show live here on the internet, thank you so much for joining us and being one of our inspired listeners all around the world. We're live every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then if you want to join in the Facebook Live, as I'm broadcasting live on the air over the internet, you can go to Inspired Living Radio, ask to join the community and be an inspired listener. And you can also post a question now on the Facebook page. So I'm going to be monitoring any of the chats that come through. If you want to call in and talk with me, today I'm going to be talking about spiritual pathways to mediumship and my journey and how I got to become a spiritual psychic medium, going over to England every year and training on how to do this work, and just talk about some of the pathways for those of you that might be interested in connecting with your loved ones, your angels, your guides, whatever your belief system is. And I'll be taking calls today. I won't be doing actual live mediumship readings over the air, because I feel that that is something that's personal and private for each person, and not to necessarily be broadcast out on Facebook Live or over the airwaves. So if you want to schedule a private one-on-one reading with me, you can do that through marklanehart.com, and I'd be happy to work with you over phone, Skype, or in person here in my healing studio in Seattle, Washington. So real quick, want to get just to some details of what's coming up for the show. Like I said, we have an amazing lineup of guests coming up all the way through the summer. We're scheduled out till August. Kim, who could not be with us today, you can find more about her work and the beautiful work she's doing either at Best American Psychics or lovefirst.info. She's the founder of Love First in Richmond, Virginia. So if you find yourself on the East Coast, feel free to reach out to Kim. If you're on the West Coast, feel free to reach out to me. And we're going to be taking calls here in just a second. The number to call in is 1-202-570-7057. That's for the call-in line for here in the United States. If you can't call from the United States, I'm on Facebook Live right now on the Inspired Living Radio page. You can post your question there. I'll see it come up, and I'll do my best to answer the question if I can, or if I have the knowledge or insight to answer that question. If you want to follow us on social media, you can follow us at Facebook under Inspired Living Radio. Just ask to join the Inspired Listening community. We're well over 1,000 people now worldwide. You can also follow us on iTunes, I'm sorry, you can follow us on Twitter, Google Plus Communities, and Instagram. Looking at my notes here, and I got a lot of moving parts between the microphone on the internet and Facebook Live as I'm broadcasting through two outlets right now. But if you're going to follow us on Instagram or Twitter, the handle is Inspired for Us, and that's the number 4 if you want to follow us on social media. If you don't catch the live show and you want to do the encore show, we run encore shows throughout the week after this live show is over. You can go to iTunes, YouTube, Ohm Times Radio Archives, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLaneHart.com, or LoveFirst.info. Those are several ways to catch the encore shows, which we're approaching. We're almost to 100 episodes here. We're getting really close, and we've been doing this radio show for almost 2 years now. So I've been having a lot of fun and learning a lot of things. When you do radio, that's the fun thing about doing internet radio and interviewing a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds. So I want to give you the positive affirmation for this month. We're in the month of May, and the positive affirmation for Inspired Living Radio is, my life is filled with abundance and prosperity. Say it for you one more time. My life is filled with abundance and prosperity. And that is the positive affirmation. So again, if you want to call in today, I think we already have somebody on the line. Number to call in the United States is 1-202-570-7057. I'm going to be taking questions on pathways to mediumship, spiritual pathways to mediumship, and sharing with you some things that you can do to connect better with yourself, with the world around you, with those in the spiritual world. And, you know, just I took some notes this morning during meditation and just thought I would just share some things with you as we go through this show for the next hour. But before we do that, let's get into a place that is comfortable, place that's quiet. If you're listening to the show, wherever you're out in the world, whether it's morning, noon, or night, grab a cup of tea, grab a cup of coffee, kick back in your chair or your couch or your car, wherever you're at, or at work in a cubicle, put on some relaxing clothes, kick off those shoes, just take a nice, deep, cleansing, healing breath in. I'm just listening to the sound of the singing bowl. Let that vibration and that relaxation set in as we get ready for a fun, insightful, inspiring show here on Inspired Living Radio. So let me just, I think we already have a caller calling in. Let me just see what we have here. Calling in, I don't know if the name is, Chris, if you want to plug the caller in, Baya from California.
Hello.
Who's? How do you pronounce your name?
Hi, my name's Bia.
Hi, Bia. Okay. Bia, hi, Bia. Yeah. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. My question
calling
is,
calling from California.
I just moved, yeah, I'm calling from California. I just moved back to my hometown, and I just wanted to see if you had any insight about any new opportunities or what's going to happen in my new phase of life now.
Okay, and what's the name of your hometown that you just moved to?
It's called Arcata.
Arcata, okay. And this is your hometown? So you're returning back to your roots, or is this a new town for you?
Yeah, I'm returning back.
You're returning back, okay. So it's always good to return back to your roots, and what kind of experiences? So you've gone out into the world and you've had some new learning experiences. And just so you know, we're live on the air on the internet, but we're also live on Facebook Live. So thank you for calling into Inspired Living Radio and asking your question. So this would be more of a psychic question than a mediumship question. So you're just wanting to look at the outcome of what's mm-hmm. this town, this energy that is, you know, that you've moved back to. I have to say, Bia, that the energy to me feels like there's a little bit of hesitation on your end about actually returning to your roots. I don't know if that carries, you know, just some, you know, some old memories from being in this hometown, but I do feel like there is a little bit psychic energy of hesitation about, was this the right move? Does this feel right? And when, you know, somebody asks me a question like that, I always put it back to the client that I'm working with and ask them how they feel, because I think a lot of doing this is going within and understanding how you feel the energy of moving back. So let me ask you that. How do you feel about moving back to this original hometown of yours?
I think that you're accurate with the hesitation because when you move, you know, back home, you never know whether that's whether it's a step back or if it's a step forward, you know.
Right.
So I do
so
feel a little
the big thing is
in whether or not I made the right decision. Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Sorry.
So, well, no. I was just going to say for the people that are watching on Facebook Live, we had Bea calling in from California asking about moving back to a hometown. And how many years have you been? Has it been 7 years? Is there a number seven or the number seven comes up around this energy for you as well? So I don't know if the month of July is impactful for you or if it's been 7 years since you've moved back to this town. Is there a significance for the number seven or July?
No,
please?
I just maybe it's been seven days, maybe.
Okay.
It's been a couple
of days.
Not too long.
Okay. I'll take 7 days then. Okay. So one of the things I would answer for your question specifically, Bea, is a lot of times we focus in on the past energy of what this town held for us in the past, and then we focus in on the future energy of what this town's going to hold for us on the future versus being present right now for how you're feeling about moving back to this Arcadia. Arcadia, am I saying that name right?
Arcadia. Just a
okay.
T-A.
I feel actually, I feel that there's a lot of potential by moving back. I feel like there's a lot of opportunity. Regardless of the hesitation I'm feeling around you, I feel like moving back is actually going to spring you ahead two steps forward by taking this step back to return to Arcadia. So embrace that. Live, you know, be in the
okay.
moment. Don't worry about the past energy. Don't worry about the future energy. But I do feel like there's a lot of opportunity. And again, the number seven is coming back, which I also feel is going to be the month of July being very impactful for you. So you'll have to send me an email or give me a call back and let me know how July turns out for you. But I feel like there's going to be some great opportunities in July. If it's July 7th, even better. Let me know if it's that specific. But I do feel that the energy of going back is going to actually put you two steps forward.
July 7th is my sister's birthday, actually.
July 7th is your
sister's
birthday?
I don't know if that
means
anything. Yeah.
Possibly, yeah. You know, just I get information and just you know, give that as I receive it. And you know, if you're going to be with your sister on her birthday, then just you know, be aware and mindful of that that day because it could be a very special day, magical day for you as well. All right, well, Bea, thanks for calling in from California. Appreciate the call. Have a great day. And with that, we have the sound of our first commercial break coming up. We have open phone lines here on Inspired Living Radio. If you want to give us a call, give us a call at 120.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First Services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, inspired listeners, welcome back here. I'm on Facebook Live as we speak, so I'm doing internet radio live show of Inspired Living Radio. And if you head over to our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, I am live through Facebook Live interacting with you via video and on the airwaves. So I was trying to give that number. I think I muted my microphone right before we went to the first commercial. If you want to call in, please call in the United States to 1-202-570-7057. We had our first call already. Bia from California asked a psychic question. So, Bia, thanks for listening. Thanks for being one of our inspired listeners, and thanks for calling in. Again, if you want to go to Facebook Live, you can post your question right now, and I will see it, or feel free to give us a call. If you're outside the United States, that number won't work for you, so just hit me up on the Facebook Live page, and let's do a little spiritual prospecting. Wanted to let folks know of some upcoming events that are coming up here in the next few weeks. I'm going out on my first mini tour, I guess I would say, in the fact that I'm going to be in Denver, Colorado, June 1st through the 5th. For a spiritual weekend. I'm going to be at a metaphysical church in Denver for a Friday night demonstration of mediumship, connecting with your loved ones. That is open to the public. Then we're going to have Saturday a workshop, how to build your intuition and work with your intuition. So if you're interested in joining that workshop, we're going to have a lot of fun. It'll be in the afternoon. And then on Sunday, I'll be doing a private reading session and private spirit circle if you're interested in doing a one-on-one reading or sitting in the spirit circle of five or more people to receive messages. So that'll be Denver, Colorado next week, June 1st through the 5th. I would love for you guys to come out and do a little spiritual prospecting with me in the Denver, Colorado area. And then a few weeks after that, I'm going to be up in Vancouver, Canada. I'm going to attempt to say this name. I'm going to probably get some flack for it because, you know, the American slang in me, I don't ever say the Canadian names right. Coquitlam, British Columbia is where the actual spiritual weekend will be. That is at the end of June, June 23rd and 24th, I believe. Same thing. It'll be a Friday night demonstration to the public. And it will be a Saturday workshop of mediumship, specifically mediumship and connecting with the other side, and then Sunday private readings and a spirit circle. If you're interested, please go to marklanehart.com. Just do an internet search for the Intuitive Prospector. That's me. And love to work with you if you're going to be in the Vancouver, Coquitlam, BC area or Denver, Colorado area. Okay. So until we get another caller, the Facebook Live is growing. We are getting more people. So just giving you a shout out, giving a shout out to Julia, who's just joined, and Lucy, who has just joined. Thanks so much, you guys, for joining the Facebook Live feeds. First time I've been on Facebook Live at the same time of doing an internet radio show. So if you want to do more Facebook Live with me, I'm over on Om Times Magazine every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays with Mark, and it's a fun way to interact for a half hour, catch my upcoming classes that I'm teaching on the Om Times Learning Expert platform, and also get some inspiration and get some maybe some healing, get some meditation for the half hour that I'm connecting with you. And then after that, I have a live interactive show on the Intuitive Prospector page where you can actually do a direct Q&A with me and ask your questions based on the topic. So again, that's every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern over on Om Times Magazine Facebook platform. I do have a class tomorrow. If you like what we're talking about here today as far as spirituality, psychic sciences, mediumship, I am teaching a class tomorrow over on learnitlive.com, Om Times Learning Expert Platform, called Spiritual ABCs, Level 1. We're going to be talking about awareness. So if you're interested in joining the live class, just head on over through any of the links off marklanehart.com, and you can register for that class. It's $20. There is a 10% discount code that I'm offering that you can take advantage of until June 25th. And if you can't catch the live class tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific, it will be recorded. You can always go back and watch the recorded version of that class. So, again, thanks for joining me here on the live radio show or Facebook Live. We have inspired listeners all around the world. So today's topic, I wanted to talk about my own path. When Kim and I were planning the show, we had talked about just doing an open phone line and just taking your questions. And I'm doing that. So if you have a question, feel free to call in or post it here on the Facebook Live page. But with Kim being out sick, kind of had to rearrange and kind of come up with a different topic to talk about since it's just me, myself. And I thought about maybe just talking about the spiritual pathways to mediumship and how one goes from being not so necessarily tuned in to tuning into the spiritual world, the spiritual realm, if that's, you know, your belief system. And it might not be your belief system. That's okay. But I just wanted to share my journey. I wanted to share my story, how I became the intuitive prospector and how I got here, but not after I got to the mediumship, but the things that I do on a continuous basis to learn and to grow and to really take the tragedies that I experienced in my life, transform them and become, triumphs in helping other people and being in service to people that need it, that might be, going through the grieving process, need some healing, need some inspiration, need some evidence from the other side that that their loved ones continue on even after the physical body does not, that consciousness, that the love that they shared continues on into eternity. And so I'm going to share with you some daily activities that you can do to open up your spiritual pathways to mediumship. I didn't have, you'll talk to some people, you'll talk to some famous mediums, some psychic mediums, and they were born with this gift. I think we're all born with gifts, but my mediumship for me was not turned on until about the age of 27, when I actually had some tragedies with the passing of my little brother to murder at the young age of 21. My older brother, that 3 days later, at the age of 35, to brain cancer, and my father-in-law at the age of 47 to multiple sclerosis. So those three events really changed my way that I look at the physical world, the spiritual world. And when I was younger, when I was about 5 years old, I had my first near-death experience. Didn't think anything of it. Fell out of a tree onto my head, was in a coma for a couple of days. And I remember walking with what I call the shadow people. And they were holding my hands, very tall people, and they were showing me around. I didn't think anything of it, kind of tucked it away as a young boy. And then when I was older, I was in a river accident, and I got pinned underwater in a log boom. And I had my second near-death experience. And it wasn't the near-death experience that you hear about with the white light at the end of the tunnel. It was just a peace. And I knew that I was not getting out of this log boom after being pinned under, I'd say, about 4 feet of water. I could see the surface, and I did everything I could to get out of it. But I couldn't, and I had accepted that fate. And what was funny, I remember saying to myself at the time that my nickname growing up was Fish, because I loved to swim and I loved being in the water. And I'm a certified scuba diver and, former Coast Guard rescue swimmer. And so I really enjoyed the water, but I did not think I was going to pass in the water. So here I am pinned underwater, watching the water run over me. And once I surrendered to that, there's a peace that came over me that I accepted my fate, and I was ready to go wherever that next adventure was for me, and I was okay with that. So after doing some research, realizing that is a near-death experience, I haven't felt that peace since then, and I just towed the line just briefly, maybe about 20 seconds, 30 seconds, but it was comfortable, it was peaceful, and I didn't really want to come back, to be honest with you. So that was my second near-death experience. So you take the first near-death experience, you take the tragedies of, murder, cancer, multiple sclerosis all at the same time for very close family members. It really started to change me. Add the second near-death experience in, and it really started to change me and open me up to, things that are more than just you know, the physical world and being here on a 9-to-5 job and watching the media and watching politics and all the chaos and crap that goes on around us. And I knew that there was something more, that something goes on after this physical body and after these experiences take place. So I started to explore. I started to meditate. My background is also in the U.S. Coast Guard and retired firefighter EMT. So I had a lot of professional experiences with death and dying, whether it was an airplane crash, a boating accident, a house fire, a motor vehicle accident. So I've seen death all my life, and I've been around it, whether it was an older person, a middle-aged person, or a young child, and I've experienced that. But I didn't think that the spirit world was preparing me to become a spiritual ambassador, if you will, with these experiences, to actually be a psychic medium, because it's not something that I ever envisioned for my life. And so today's show, I'm going to talk about some daily activities that you can do. We're going to be going to our second break here in about 30 seconds. But when we come back for the second half of the show, I'm going to share with you some daily activities of what I do to help me communicate with those on the other side, my brothers, my father-in-law, and a lot of other family members on the other side, animals, your angels, your guides. So stick around. We're going to be going again to our second break here. It's amazing just how fast the time goes. But again, if you want to call in, taking your questions right now at 1-202-570-7057. There's the music. We're going to cut to our second break. We'll be back here in 2 minutes on Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. And I'd love to talk with you on Facebook Live as well. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stick around.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
All All right. Welcome back, Inspired listeners, to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. We have a very special show today. I'm actually on Facebook Live right now, broadcasting through the Inspired Living Radio page, and I'm also broadcasting live through the Om Times Radio Network. I would love for you to join me over on the Inspired Living Radio page and ask a question directly, real time with me, or you can call into the show right now. This is our first open phone line show that we have done, and we've been on the air for some time. Almost 100 episodes now, so almost 2 years worth of shows. And we decided that we wanted to start having more open line shows. So we're going to be trying to do this format at least once a month. I won't be doing Facebook Live every week. I think it's too hard to manage both the internet radio and Facebook Live at the same time. But we do have a couple people that have joined in on the Facebook Live. Again, that's in over on Facebook, Inspired Living Radio. Just ask to join the community of be an inspired listener, and you can engage with the Facebook Live video right there. And when we do these open format shows and open phone lines, it's your opportunity to work directly with me. I'm your host, Mark Leinhart, the Intuitive Prospector. You can find more about my work at markleinhart.com, internet search The Intuitive Prospector. You can also find me on tested and validated sites of Best American Psychics, Best Psychic Directory, and famouspsychicmediums.com. Those are all three of the sites that I belong to, where we've been tested several times, and we have testimonials there. And I think it's important to do this work and have, as a professional, so people can read about the work you're doing, read about your experiences, read about your education. I think that's very important in doing spiritual work, psychic work, mediumship work. So we're in the second half of the show, and I wanted to talk about some daily activities that you can start to do today that will help you in connecting to the world around you, yourself, your journey. It might not necessarily be connecting to want to be a medium and actually stand up in front of a bunch of people that you don't know and try to connect to their loved one. That's not always easy to do. But it might just be help you with your intuition, help you with your awareness, help you with your claircognizance, which is, you know, the knowing, that gut feeling, as they say, just knowing something. And this is something that I'll be talking about tomorrow and teaching about on the Spiritual ABCs course, Level 1, which will focus in on awareness. So if you want to register for that class, just head over to the Om Times learning platform, or just visit marklanehart.com, and that would be a way to get registered for that course. So first and foremost is intent. And I think, through my practice and through my development and through my mentorship, I've been trained and I've learned that your intent, the energy follows that intent. And usually whatever your intent is equals your outcome. So the first thing that you can do for daily activities in connecting, or the spiritual pathway to mediumship, to help you on your journey, is to ask for that guidance, to actually set your intentions more often and be specific for exactly what you want on your question. A lot of times when people work with me, whether it's a psychic question, as you heard from the caller that called in, Bia from California, I kind of always put it back on the client too, to ask them how they feel, because you can call, 100 different psychics and get 100 different answers. But for me, I like to put it back and give people personal responsibility and say, did you ask the question specifically? Did you actually ask and wait to receive the answer? I found too, a lot of times, and myself included, I'm just as guilty of it, is we ask the question and then we don't wait for that response. We don't wait for that silence, that, where consciousness resonates within that silence. It's kind of like the space between notes. We don't wait for that because we're so distracted, and we get on with our next thing. We get on with our next project. We get on with our next, whether it's career, love life, what have you. And we don't wait for the response to come back. So the first thing you can start to do on your daily activities of your spiritual path to mediumship, or just intuitiveness, awareness, claircognizance, psychic sciences, whatever your path is, ask for the guidance. And whether, the guidance is from, your loved ones in spirit, if your belief system is on angels, if your belief system's on guides. I personally have what I call my spiritual entourage. I wrote an article about it over in Om Times magazine a few months back, because I have so many personal relationships in the spiritual world that I actually lean on my spiritual entourage to ask them for, well, what do you guys feel? What are you guys thinking? Some of you listening to the show may be like, well, I'm not going to talk to somebody that's not there. That's, you know, that's insanity or that's craziness. That's, you know, and you're going to have those judgments. And I myself, when I started down this path, was like, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't feel comfortable with that. But the more and more that I connected on a daily level, the more and more that I realized that the spiritual world is a real place and that your loved ones are literally just a thought away. So ask for your guidance. Set your intentions and be specific with your intentions because energy follows your intent. You can ask your guides, your angels, your loved ones for guidance just to be with you. And they can be with you in several ways. They can come to you through the thought process. They can come to you through music, through movies, through books, anything that triggers a memory of them. They can blend with your energy. If you think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, sometimes it might feel like cobwebs on your face. I know when I go into meditation, they like to play with the tip of my nose. The tip of my nose actually starts getting tickled. Your hair may stand up. And I know all of you have experienced that listening to the show today, that you've gone to a place or you've been around a person and the hair on your arm stands up, or you just get this shiver over your entire body. That's the blending of the spiritual world with you. So you can ask for guidance with them if your intent is, you know, whatever your intent is for that day. You can have a conversation with them. I know many of my clients that I work with and my colleagues talk with their loved ones, and they miss their loved ones dearly, and they talk with them on a daily basis. I think it's awesome to do that. And just if you want to just say hi, you know, sometimes it's just as simply saying hi. I'm gone but not forgotten. So again, ask for guidance, set your intentions. Energy follows your intent. And that's the first thing that you can do. So just checking to see if there's any callers here. So just checking with Chris, our producer here. Wasn't sure about a question yet. May call back. Okay, if you guys have a question, feel free to call in right now. You can head over to the Facebook Live on Inspired Living Radio over on Facebook and ask your question. I'll see it pop up real time on the feed for these open format shows, these open phone lines. Like I said, Kim and I are going to try to do this at least once a month because we always interview great people, but we never take the time to connect with our inspired listeners in this way. And so we thought this would be a good start to do that. And also just talk about, you know, what the work we're doing, Kim and myself, and where we're at on our journey and share those experiences with you as well. So again, this is an open format call-in line Facebook Live post. So you can call in at 202-570-7057 here in the United States. I'd love to talk with you. If you have a question on psychic sciences, metaphysic, mediumship, meditation, I'm kind of covering everything, but mostly the topic today is talking about your spiritual pathways to mediumship. And when I explain from my studies, I'm a British trained medium, so I go to England every year to mentor and study. And then I'm also a member of the Spiritual National Union of England, so I take classes online through what we call SNUI or Spiritual National Union International. So I'm always learning myself. But it's important to keep that training going on. And whether it's psychic sciences or mediumship, there's a difference on the two. And today is about mediumship connecting to loved ones in the spiritual world, the love, the energy, how they lived their life, who they were. Psychic sciences tends to be more on, like the question we had earlier in the show when the caller called in asking about questions about life, about love, about career, is the right town right for her? And the energy picked up, which is a lot different than mediumship. So two different energies. But today we're focusing on the spiritual pathways to mediumship and how you can connect with yourself, your loved ones, your angels, your guides. The second one that I'm going to be talking about on daily activities, we've got a few minutes before we go to our third and final break, is talking about practice and awareness. And I'll be talking about this in detail in my class tomorrow, Spiritual ABCs Level 1, and how important awareness is and how awareness can literally change your lives. I had a quote from Eckhart Tolle, because I'm listening to the Eckhart Tolle series, and he talks about awareness as the greatest agent for change. So if you want to change your life, if you want to pay attention to your surroundings, if you want to pay attention to your career, if you want to pay attention to your love life, awareness is a big part of that. So you might be asking, well, how do I open up my awareness? How do I pay attention? You can do a lot of different things. Just, you know, taking a second to have a meditation practice. I have a dedicated meditation practice where I go into silence and I just listen and try to hear back. I ask a question and see what comes back to me. You can do meditation. You can do Qigong or Tai Chi. Those are movement, the ability to move and have energy move about you. You can do yoga. You can get a garden. I just set my garden up last weekend and get out and do some gardening. There's many different ways to pay attention to awareness, the sounds around you, the wind through the trees, the birds in the air, conversations off in a distance. And then when you start to tune into that, that's going to help you with connecting to your spiritual loved ones and help you on your mediumship path. So we have another caller coming in from, it looks like Pat from Bellevue, Washington. Chris, if you want to plug Pat in, let's bring Pat live onto the air.
Hi, Mark.
All right. Pat. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Well, I haven't been very good lately. And okay. That's kind of one of the reasons why I was calling.
Okay.
I actually did work with you at the psychic workshop up in Linwood about 3 years ago. And then I got released with chemical sensitivities, and I've had pneumonia and cancer and hip replacement, and now the cancer's back, and they don't expect me to live much longer. But I can no longer connect with the other side. And like I used to be able to. And I'm just wondering who's out there for me right now. I just can't do it. I just don't have the energy to do it with anymore.
And Pat, you know, thanks for calling in to the show. And you know, that the cancer energy I know all too well. And you make a good point about energy and not having that energy to connect with the loved ones. Now you said they said that you might not make it, but I want you to really examine how you feel, because we can go with all the, you know, the pundits and experts around the world and they still don't get it right. But I want you to go within on how you're feeling, and I guess, you know, we're all going to face death at some point, but I want you to hold the line here real quick. Let's continue to talk about this. We're going to go to our last break of the show. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and we have Pat on the line. So if you want to hold on, Pat, we'll come back here in 2 minutes, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back, Inspired listeners, to Inspire the Radio with Mark and Kim. I'm here on Facebook Live. If you want to post a question on Facebook Live, head over to Facebook Live and post your question on Inspired Living Radio. So we have our call-in, special call-in, Pat from Bellevue, Washington. And sorry about that, Pat. We went right to the commercial break right when you were asking your question there.
That's fine.
So thanks for sticking around with us. So I worked with you about 3 years ago, you said, correct?
Yeah, in the class.
Okay. And the cancer's come back, and, you know, so that's, you know, that's always hard to hear, especially if you've got cancer that's come back. How are you feeling? I know you said you're asking if people are around you, and the spirit world is around you all the time because they're just a thought away, but you feel like you can't connect with them anymore. So you're not doing the work of mediumship. You're not doing the psychic work anymore, correct?
No, I've just been... Yeah. Very hard for me even at times to even do any meditation and that type of thing. And it's just been very difficult. And I just had a hip replacement in March, and I haven't been able to get better. And I haven't been able to breathe. And so they went in and did an X-ray, and it's spread throughout my lungs. And my
rib. So you're having a hard time breathing with the lungs. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, Pat, who do you feel? I mean, it doesn't take a lot of energy from connecting on the mediumship level. Who do you feel is around you that's there with you as you go through this?
I really have for quite a while since I first had the breast cancer. It's just like I've lost connection with everybody. I don't feel anymore.
Okay.
I'm sure they're probably out there. It's just that I can't feel anymore. Who is there and who isn't, whether it's my my guides, my angels, loved ones who've passed, you know, and that type of thing.
Sure.
I don't feel anything anymore. It's just really strange not to be able to connect anymore.
Yeah. So let's talk about just the four aspects of who Pat is on the physical level. The cancer is attacking your body, right? And, you know, that's impacting that connection. The emotional of, you know, when we're faced with this type of, you know, scenario in our lives, and, you know, I can relate. I myself haven't gone through the cancer experience, but, you know, watching a loved one go through that. So you have that emotional aspect, the mental aspect of the thoughts of I can't connect. And then the spiritual, like you feel like there's just no connection at all. And it probably makes it tough for you to get out because you don't have a lot of lung capacity, right? You know, it's hard for you to breathe just by moving. So in where you're at in Bellevue, do you have access to nature at all, plants, animals, anything that you can actually touch without using a lot of effort and a lot of energy
with? But I've been pretty much stuck in my condo for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Because
it feels like that to me, Pat. It feels like you're almost in an isolated jail cell. And I want you to – what I'm hearing, I feel like the mom energy is all around you in the spirit world for me. And I feel like you got to get out of this cell. And the reason I'm saying that is because there's a mentor of mine where she was having the same sickness as you. And she went and touched a tree every day. She sat at the base of this tree and she started taking the energy from the tree. And it can be a plant, even if you can't get outside, and just touching that plant and taking the energy will help to make you feel better. It will help to, you know, increase that energy because you're taking that energy from something else. But if you're just sitting in your condo and not getting out for fresh air or connecting with nature, then it's only just going to exacerbate the loneliness that you're feeling and the not connecting. Do you have any animals with you, Pat, or are you all by yourself?
No, I don't have any animals at all.
Okay,
I'm by
so
myself.
It's just you and your – yeah, you and your condo. So that's what I would recommend is to – if you can't get out to nature, bring nature in. And I've seen amazing things, and I know that they said that the outcome doesn't look good, but I don't want you to believe in that. I want you to believe in the power of positive affirmations and what you want to get out of the rest of your life. Going within and reconnecting, taking that time to disconnect so you may have the time to reconnect. I think that's important. And if you can't get out to nature, let's see what we can do to bring nature into you. If there's a neighbor that could bring a plant if there's an animal, somebody that has an animal that could stop by and just give you that interaction, I think you'd start feeling a lot better. And again, would you understand mom being in the spirit world, please?
Pardon? Understand what?
Would you understand mom being? Would you understand mom being in the spirit world for you, please?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Because around your energy pad is, I just keep hearing mom. I keep hearing the mom energy, and she's, it's almost like she's giving you a little bit of scolding here, a little wagging of the finger, if I could visually share that with you, that she would like to see you get out of this condo, that it's not helping you by sitting in this space. And if you can't do that, then bring nature into you. Photographs. Do you have access to the computer? Yes.
Yeah.
No access
yes.
to the computer. Okay.
Yes,
so
I do.
That your best thing is. Oh, you do have access. So I want
yeah.
you to get to some YouTube and watch some YouTube videos about healing from the inside out. And I want you to start. You heard our positive affirmation for this month, right? You'll hear that at the beginning of the show.
No, I didn't. I've been working with the doctors and stuff, so no, I wasn't.
Okay. So I want you to every day. This is our positive affirmation for Inspired Living Radio this month. Is my life is filled with abundance and prosperity, and I want you to just work on that and just say that to yourself. Get that vibration going. Get that energy going of healing from the inside out. Take, you know, you can take the advice of, you know, what the doctors are telling you, but at the end of the day, we come into this world alone and we exit this world alone. And I want you to go within and really start to believe that and connect with nature. Find a way that you can bring nature into the house if you can't get out. And, you know, just sending you, of course, much energy and healing and positive thoughts that you can beat this cancer. All right, my friend?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, guys. So, again, if you have another – if you have a question for me, again, thank you to Pat for calling in from Bellevue, Washington. That's always – you know, that's a tough one. To, you know, when somebody is facing cancer, we all have – you know, we're all going to face death and dying. That's just – death comes to us all. There's no way around it. But there's things that you can do, and some of the things that I was talking about – in connecting, and you know, she was saying that she didn't have a connection anymore with her loved ones. And as soon as I started hearing the vibration of her voice, I could hear her mom's energy around her. I had to confirm that her mom was in spirit, but just her mom giving her advice to also get out into nature. And if she can't, from a physicality, you know, she doesn't have the physicality to get out into nature, find a way to bring nature into you, whether it's through having an animal. I know that they've done studies where people bring animals in and let the older generation pet the animals, and there's a huge healing aspect of that. It raises the vibration, it raises the energy. But bring nature in, bring plants in around you, get out and touch a tree. Like I said, there's a few people I know that were actually terminal and actually were able to heal themselves from the inside out based on thought. Because thought is power, and that is generates your words, and your words generate your actions generate your behavior. So if you can change your thoughts and pay attention to your thoughts, that's a big part of self-healing as well. So I see that C Love has joined us on Facebook Live. Thanks for joining in, and just giving you a shout out. If you're on Facebook Live and have a question for me, we have just a few more minutes. This hour has gone by really quick. I've really enjoyed doing the open format. show where we can take your questions live here on Facebook Live or take questions over the airwaves. Again, the number to call in for this show or future shows, we've got a great lineup coming up of great people, authors, psychic mediums, maybe a professional athlete, maybe a well-known spiritual thought leader. I won't give that away, but you can always call into future shows at 1-202-570-7057. That is the number for the United States to call in. And if you can't call in from the United States, you can always post a question on our Facebook page under Inspired Living Radio. And then when I do the Facebook Live for the open call-in lines, that's a great way to also interact with us. So we talked about asking for guidance. We talked about practicing awareness. Practice being kind, caring, and compassionate. That's something I always finish my radio shows with, is to be kind, caring, and compassionate. You know, connecting to the eternal love of the spiritual world and acceptance of our loved ones, you know, guides, angels, will help us to see, hear, and feel the emotions, the memories, the thoughts that the spiritual world can share with us. So the more you practice that vibration and putting out of kindness and being caring and being compassionate, being empathetic to somebody, that also opens you up to different energies, and it's a way that the spiritual world can interact with you. More acceptance, especially in the day, in this day and age, guys. You know, there's just so much rudeness and hatred out there. I actually try to practice more acceptance, releasing judgment of others and myself. Embodying a characteristic, that's a main characteristic in the spiritual world, is letting go of that ego. You know, I actually give a name to my ego. I call it Igor, because it doesn't serve me, it doesn't serve my spiritual path, and it definitely doesn't serve the spiritual world. Start seeing everyone as a spirit. Start looking at the world around you as energy, as frequency, as a vibration. I always talk about Nikola Tesla when he says, if you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, you have to think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. That's the one quote that really started me down my journey of self-exploration as the intuitive prospector, to explore and discover through not only mind, but body and spirit, because again, you are a physical being, but you started off as an energetic spiritual being first, choosing to come here to have a physical experience, to have a learning experience as well. We're all here to learn, and that's, you know, that is the beauty of the spiritual pathway to mediumship. So again, thank you for your time today. I didn't get to all the points. If you are interested in learning more about the work that I'm doing, you can go to marklanehart.com, internet search The Intuitive Prospector. I will be teaching several courses this summer, starting tomorrow, Spiritual ABCs, Level 1 on Awareness, and we'll be covering this more in detail. Just head over to marklanehart.com or the Om Times Learning Expert platform to find out more information. We'll be back next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, here on Om Times Radio. Thank you so much for joining in. Thanks for joining on Facebook Live. A lot of fun. And we'll see you next Wednesday here on Inspired Living Radio. So until then, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.